For a multi-million dollar company, Essential Consultants has a light footprint. It has no website, no board, and no employees. Cohen, the sole owner of the firm, legally established it in mid-October 2016, about a week after the Access Hollywood tape that captured Trump bragging about grabbing women's genitals upended the presidential race. About 10 days later, Cohen allegedly used the company to make the $130,000 payment to Daniels through her then-lawyer, Keith Davidson, in an effort to keep her from talking about the affair she says she had with Trump in 2006, shortly before the birth of Trump's son, Barron. That was just the beginning. Cohen received or disbursed at least $4.4 million between late 2016 and into this year. Some of the largest payments to Essential Consultants came from companies that appeared to have tangible financial interests pending before the U.S. government at the time. In 2017, for example, AT&T stood to gain enormously if the Justice Department approved its proposed merger with Time Warner. Avenatti contends that AT&T began a series of payments to Essential Consultants in October, which totaled $200,000 by January 2018. In a May 8th statement, AT&T said it had hired Cohen to provide insights into understanding the new administration. Another major payment to Cohen's company arrived in November 2017 from Korea Aerospace Industries. The aircraft manufacturer is bidding for a multi-billion dollar contract to provide trainer jets for the Air Force, alongside American defense contractor Lockheed Martin. Korea Aerospace paid Essential Consultants $150,000 for what it says was advice on accounting standards on production costs, an area of expertise that appears outside Cohen's bailiwick. Swiss pharma giant Novartis also has a particular set of interests in the workings of the new U.S. administration. In March 2017, a court ordered the company to turn over records related to a long-running federal investigation into alleged kickbacks and bribes paid to U.S. doctors.